Welcome to Atlanta. What's up? 1559 probably presents the Rundown Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Shell Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I got three more movies left on my Oscar watch. I just finished Poor Things. That movie was crazy good. I went in cold, barely knew anything other than Emma Stone is aggressively nude in it. And it did not disappoint.
Aggressively nude.
That's what the podcast said. It was like, she gets nude, aggressively nude. And I was like, what is going on? So I figured there'd be full frontal. And there was some full frontal. But it was interesting. It felt like if Tim Burton had made a rated R movie, because the sets they go to, the locations are so colorful. It feels like you're reading a children's pop-up book, but the subject matter is very, very adult. And that's all I would say about that movie. So I got Past Lives, Anatomy of a Fall, and Zone of Interest. This was a crazy three movie run I went on. I just finished Killers of the Flower Moon, and then I met Maestro, and now Poor Things. All right, but this is Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Season 11, Episode 24. It's called Bay Watch. Who was watching? What bay in there? Oh, yeah. Oh, my. I just got done with how fake Miami was. But this is what bothered me about Atlanta. It's something, because if you watch other reality shows that are in the same vein, specifically like Real Housewives, Real Housewives does a really good job of padding out their show with dinner scenes. And we get a dinner scene. I was like, why don't we get more of these double dates? And they can just talk about what's going on in the storylines. These are nice for before it went sour. It was good. So Rennie stops by Sierra. She glam shop to get her hair done. But before Sierra does the job, she wants her to make up with Erica Banks. She believes the third time will be the charm. Rennie isn't in a place to sit down with Miss Erica Banks. And even after Sierra gives her a story about, no, I ran into Erica and she was down and she wants to make... Y'all just lied, because ain't no way. She wants to make up. Rennie considers it. And then the hair doesn't even get done. They leave and have some drinks. And I said, did y'all forget the direction of the show? Like, y'all could have really entered the show, this set, with her sitting in the chair and you fluffing the hair up a little and be like, what you want? And then we done. And then y'all can go get drinks. But it's almost like they forgot. Like, don't worry about it.
Then it was her being like, you could have just texted me this. You ain't have to have me come down here. Something like that. Like, Lord, the whole setup. Jesus.
Bambi stops by Carly, Johnny's Waffle, something like that, y'all, who's planning a singles mixer for Bambi. Bambi hips Carly to the disaster meeting she had with Mama D, how Mama D denied by bad-mouthing her and ripping up her copy of her degree.
Yeah, Mama D really do be the Lulu.
Yeah. Carly is having issues with Kai and how he's being a player in the streets. Here's the thing that I didn't understand, though. Carly wanted to say, well, I can't just leave him because we still do business together. Fine. Whatever. The Rock and his ex-wife do business together, but they have a kid, so it's a little bit different. But two, she's like, but we live together. And is his name on the house? What is going on here? I feel like you bought that house with last season across from Spice, and he was nowhere in the picture. What's going on? Anyway, they still do business together. She is Patty, and she needs her get back. Bambi tells her, don't do a one-night stand to hurt Kai. So, but she's going to do something even worse, I guess, according to Kai. It's way worse. Erica Banks, her and Yandy make lotion, and she updates her on life and music.
I would do one of those, go and make some lotion. That was cute.
Now, all right, do you think your lotion going to smell young or old? Because Erica said, your lotion smell, I got that older scent. She's like, girl, just because you as old as one of my kids, like, don't do me like that.
I think it depends on what you consider an older scent.
Isn't it? But wouldn't it be something like, all right, so on Equal Opposites last year, wasn't even a couple of months. I can't even say it because we're in March now. You had talked about how
we get here. I feel like we got here so fast. Yeah,
you had detailed one time how you were in a situation. Maybe y'all was out and you've like, these kids looking at us like we were old. Like they was like, oh my. So I was like, I don't know if we are the, like I could, whatever scent I like at 42, I'm 42 now, I might not have picked at 20. So it's probably going to be old. I was like, nothing I can do about it. Like, look, man.
I don't know. Cause like when I think young, especially for women, I think sweet. Okay. It's always like some candy pop, but like I've never liked that, even when I was younger. So
it's back to,
if
right.
you give me floral or give me warm.
Yeah, some young cat come back. This smell old. She has a distribution deal upcoming, but 1501 is going to be a part of it because she owes them two more projects. She brings up the potential sit down with Rennie. And Yandy suggests Erica takes accountability for her words, and she's hopeful that Rennie's healing journey will lead to a peaceful resolution. She also tells Erica, just in case, make sure you have your wig glued down, because you never know. She ain't got to worry about that. She don't even show up. Amy got a photo shoot for her new single. She invites Bambi for some advice.
You know, first and foremost, Amy looked the fuck good, and Bambi looked the fuck good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They came in. I was like, y'all better.
Yeah, this was a good scene because I think this was a scene where Bambi was showing legs, had the little shorts on the heels. Yeah, yeah.
She looked good. Legs look nice. Stomach on flat. Mm-hmm. I had to be with Amy. Three kids where?
I said, yeah, she's like, I'm going to say that all the time. She invites, so she wanted advice on the Mozzie situation. We know that Mozzie has a 7-year-old child. Who she said he has a whole human ass child. A whole ass human child. And he's going back into his old ways. So Bambi says you can't.
I think him going back into the old ways is what bothers her more than the damn kid.
Yeah, got to. Can't let it knock you off your focus due to potential versus reality. You know, he might have potential to be this great guy, but right now it's not working. And she also says one incident can be, you could be swept to the side. So don't lose yourself. This is where we learned that Mama D went back online to shoot more shots at Bambi the night she got the cease and desist. So Mama D's going to Mama D till the day she can't be Mama D no more.
Listen.
All right. I'm going to give you guys my notes for the mixer because I kid you not, this is what I wrote. Mixer is the heading. Is Jessica tipsy?
Walked in. I was like, bitch, you drunk?
They asked some sexy questions beforehand. It was like favorite position. I forgot what other question it was.
Netflix or chill, a movie and a like dinner. So okay. Like the date. Yeah.
Carly escorts Bambi to one of her picks. His name is Alpha. He's never been engaged. He's never been married. Not a rapper or a drug dealer, but he has a mama. So
I was like, everybody got a mama, Bambi. Damn.
She's still alive. What's going on?
Listen, you should have been like, are you a mama's boy? What is the relationship with your mother? Not do you got a mama. Bitch, I hope so.
She flirts with him by touching
him. Imagine him being like, my mama died after. Like, imagine that.
She had to switch her whole pitch. She touches his beard. She pitches her hair salon, House of Shimmer, says, yo, we do beard facials. I forgot what she called them, facials, maybe something like that. And then Jessica. This ain't no match. You finna have some dry dick. Who you is with this suave suit?
Yo, Jessica, are you was done? Wildin'. I was like, ma'am, are we going through something? Why you come in so drunk?
So we do get this talking head. And she really was giving us, was it 5 heartbeats, right? Just because I had 1, 2 drinks. Yeah. Don't make me an alcoholic.
Yo, because like she low-key seemed drunk in the confessional.
Yeah, so they said, were you drinking alone? I wasn't drinking alone. I arrived drunk. I said, I don't know if that makes it better. And who was you drinking? Do you count the driver driving you there as drinking? Like, I wasn't drinking by myself.
When she left, I was like, please say somebody is driving her. Because mama was lit. And it was so unlike her, at least in the sense of like all the other scenes we've seen her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like she's always so well put together. And like, mama, first of all, you looked good. I'm gonna give you that. But she was lit.
Yeah. I'm surprised that she wasn't involved in this scene more so than a wing person. Yeah. Like, you trying to have this baby, maybe you could have met somebody too. Maybe that's why she's upset. I want to know the story of her, why she was drinking to get there, but I guess we will never find out. I wrote, some guy approaches Carly. Ben begins in the third degree. I learned that it's Carly's friend, Summers, and he's a good friend. Because she was like, how you know her? Where are you from? Like, out of nowhere. We'll get more on Summers later. So today is the day for the meetup for Yandy, Sierra, and Rennie, and Erica Banks.
Erica.
Mm-hmm. All three of them arrive early, and Rennie still has some unresolved issues. They get in the batting cage as they wait for Erica Banks to show up. After, you know, hitting some balls, they call Erica. She said, I'm not coming. It's not for me. They did.
Which I was a bit surprised because she didn't seem so far off when Yandy was talking to her about it.
No, she felt like she was really trying to weigh is the good and the bad about the situation. They asked if she want, is this what she want? Do you want the beef continue or not? And while they're trying to get an answer, Rennie was like, that's why you got beat up. And then she on the floor with all her antics. So I don't know if it would have went well or if Rennie got peed because she didn't show up.
She didn't show up. Yeah.
I have no idea. So I guess we're going to continue this. It's weird though, because the both of them, maybe Sierra was like, well, when we have all these events together, like, we don't want the energy to be weird. I'm like, when do y'all kick it like this? Y'all are so fragmented. Y'all don't be hanging around. I ain't
seen none of them all, like, especially them two.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing? Okay. Maji. He is setting up at a gas station parking lot to sell merch. They've been together. Him and Amy have been together 6 years, and she feels like she can't depend on him. So she gives him a speech about how he is showing, again, accountability. Oh, how he's showing his old self again. And he's lacking accountability. He can't even give half the rent. He says, I don't have the support system you have. And you knew that I was fresh out the streets. Amy's tired of hearing it and hearing him say he's going to get his shit together. Hopes he started doing better for himself. And right when she said that, he's like, so we breaking up? So yeah, man, I'm going to have to support you from afar. I hope you pick yourself up like, you know, you was trying to pick me up. And then deuces. And he's just there.
Aww.
Yeah. Anyway, are you all for him or all for her or all for Black love?
Like, what's just off. Like, oh, he was that's throwing out Black love to end up dumped, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's gonna hit different now. He's definitely gonna be like, damn, man. Couldn't even hold my girl up. All right, listen, I feel like this could have been stretched out a little bit more. Where his daughter at, right? Because this is what I've always been confused about. How long has Amy been in Atlanta? Because here's what we do know. The child is 7. Y'all been together 6, so conveniently he had this child before he was with you, so he didn't cheat, right? Amy's from Detroit. Where's Mozzie from?
I don't know.
I don't either. I was like, is he from Detroit? So is that child in Detroit? Is he from Atlanta? Is the child in Atlanta? Like, where's this child at? I'm confused. All right. We end things with a double date at Summers. Atlanta home. They mentioned maybe he got some money. I think he works at the airline. Some he do. He ain't no pilot. Bambi usually doesn't assist her friend in cheating, but she will today. Alpha brought flowers. And now I'm going to pause right here. Alpha seemed like a cool dude. Got his head on straight. Get away from all this. This ain't what you want. This lifestyle, this reality. Unless you're going to get with Bambi and she's going to be done with the show, because I feel like he is not built for this life. Even, you know what's funny? When she said they was checking his IG and she didn't like the flowers he was holding, and he said, yo, I model. And he hit the model quick. He was like, oh, he turned the head. I was like, oh, this is smooth. I was like, that was cold. Both women detail how they check the IGs to see what their man is up to. And Summer is cool with her going through with whatever it is with Kai, because he would be there and he wants to marry this woman. And this is the funny part. Alpha's like, what's up with the crazy chick? Jessica White. And they asked, so they explained it. And I think even in that, he was like, I understand that she was just looking out for your best interest. But she was drunk. Bambi asked Alpha how many women he want to be with. He says just one. And Carly chimes in that she's doing polygamy right now. And I was like, not really.
Not really.
But we learned that Kai is sending rings to other women. So this is when she was like, we still in the house and we work together. Carly gets a call from Costa. She walks away from the table. He asks where she at. Show me who you around. She twirls the phone around because she in the backyard. And lo and behold, he walks in the property. I wrote Mona Scott GPS.
Not you cheating with your location on, though. And if that's the case, why you wasn't checking his damn locations?
Yeah, but like, what's going on? He questions, Kai questions, what's going on? This a date or just homie time?
Summer, it's a dinner for five or it's a dinner for three.
Summer says, you making a scene. And then Carly has taste and he tells her to leave that alone. Kai walks off, say, you could have that. So then they get into this argument. I don't know how Michael Jordan got brought into this, but he did. So Kai says, Summer rocking cheap jewelry. She says, but you be messing with prostitutes. He said, Michael Jordan do too. Huh? What? Wait, what?
Why am I catch this straight up? This ain't got nothing to do with me.
This man is married, got little twins. Like, what is we doing? So they argue over cheating and who was mad. And Bambi, this one, Bambi was like, can you stop cheating on her, please? As if he was going to say, all right, yeah, yeah. Why you didn't ask beforehand? I would have never even did it. So Carly takes off her shoe and try to hit this man while he in the car. Bambi restrains her in all the midst of this confusion. I guess he took her phone and
she
was like,
threw her phone. I guess she threw her phone in, like, at him in the car.
Because he was like, tell homie to buy a new one. And then he's like, you can get it back, blah, blah. And then when they walk away, this is what Bambi said. Why was your location on? And I was like, fail. You was too sloppy. Because Carly really earlier said, I'm not the player. I'm not the player. I'm not the one to get played. I'm the player. I'm like, no.
You're from giving Benzino real amateur right
to
now.
Life to that one dude who's in jail, like Jock. Like, what's going on?
Skiving amateur.
Next time, this, I don't know what they be doing, right? I don't understand how this clip of them showing us Azelle lying makes it worse. In reference to what?
I was thinking the same thing. Saucy's, I'm like, what
relationship
did he
or the jail, the fight that went down? Because don't film that part. What are we doing? They convinced Bice and Carly to talk again.
Finally.
And then I had no idea. That's why I didn't bring it up. I did see Jock's comments on the gays. And I didn't know it was going to be a storyline. If I did, I would have played it for y'all. But so Saucy is offended by this. And
what was the comment?
Jock was on Vlad TV and he was talking about why he had been offered the bag to perform at a gay club. And he said, I don't feel comfortable because I think they're going to be looking at me with their eyes, undressing me. And I said, fail. It's weird. Some straight man be really thinking that every gay man wants to fuck
yes.
them.
Yes. But why every woman don't want to fuck you? What you make you think?
Yeah. So he had said that and he was like, I don't care how much they offer. I'm not going to perform for no. So I guess that's what's happening now. I don't know if he's performing at Saucy's birthday party or what it is, but yeah. So that is that. And we'll see that next. Here's the thing too. Too much is going on. This should be focus here, right? Not saying that Jock's gay comment shouldn't be dealt with or addressed on this show. That's fine. But Jock has enough with the mother dying and the baby mamas and the wife fighting and taking care of a child. So I was like, if I would have focused with that for Jock, and if we're having a reunion, Saucy can say, I didn't appreciate those comments you said. And they could play it at the reunion, the clip, and then we can do it. But I don't feel like it should be a storyline here because Jock has a lot. But they don't focus, so. That is that. All right. That's the episode. We already did the news and rumors. Jocelyn wearing cocaine t-shirts. Mama did some dumb stuff, too. But it wasn't like that. I don't think it was that interesting. Let's see if I pull it back up. If I have something for Mama D. What does it say? Mama D accuses Bambi and her mother. Oh, yeah. I'll play the music. Mama D accuses Bambi and her mother of going to jail for fraud multiple times. Let's see. The personality has made it clear on various occasions that she isn't a fan of the Compton native and continues to throw shade online. Despite the divorce being settled for good, most recently she took to Instagram Live to rant about Bambi, accusing her of lying about her age and even obtaining her birth certificate to back up the claims. Mama D didn't stop there, however. Elsewhere in the live stream, she alleged that Bambi and her mother were guilty of credit card fraud. She even claimed that they were sent to jail for her multiple times. Quote, her and her mother have been in and out of jail for credit card fraud, fake IDs. When I heard her say on her Instagram that somebody stole a card and that they went to somebody and brought clothes as a wear, I said, oh, she's trying to fill a store up. All right, Mama D. She went to somebody and bought clothes. Like, she made it seem, is it somebody, like, because you know how slang, the Southern, I don't know if somebody is actually a person or somebody a store. Like, yeah. What are we doing? She continued accusing Bambi of recruiting someone to use her card to buy merchandise for her store and then claiming it was stolen. You don't have to believe me. Pull the record, she added. Eventually, Lil Scrappy joined her in the live, claiming that he doesn't condone his mother and Bambi going back and forth. Quote, the only time I speak is when I see Shorty lying on me. I have never seen a breakup like this. Like, God, we ain't got to do nothing but talk about the kids.
Leave me alone.
Because I could have sworn that Bambi, when she was on Amanda Seale, she said we do parallel parenting. Like, we just talk about the kid. Y'all talk about anything but these kids. Golly. All right, that's it.
Didn't Ashley Darby say they parallel parenting?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a term. We'll talk about that. Tomorrow.
And more on Equal Opposites.
Golly. All right. That is the episode. You could tweet me at Winter Only. You could tweet Shell.
SA Shay. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515 Ave. Check it out, our other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.